right, welcome back, everybody. Coming back from Pittsburgh, I just want to take this time and introduce my business partner and the one I've been talking to you about this entire time. This is Ricky.
How's it going, everybody?
So, we just had an appointment with one of our good friends. And again, you know, like, we're in this pursuit. I'm in this pursuit to definitely make myself better. And, I just wanted to make sure I introduce you guys to Rick. And, Rick, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a good appointment here today with a good friend of ours. So, it went really well. So, I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, and, like, Rick, same as me, like, the backstory of me and Rick, we grew up together in Seaside, or, you know, where we're from. Ever since we were little, like, I think we were, like, my son's age, who's actually in the backseat. What's up, Mason?
What's up?
Anyways, he's, like, 12, so me and Ricky have known each other since we were, like, really, really young. And backstory on that is, like, we just really was, like, the kind of kids that would just hang out, you know, kind of, like, be around, you know what I mean? We'd have fun with people, we'd kick at people, you know, we go to parties, we'd do our thing. You know, and we were always, you know, considered one of the coolest kids that you could ever be around. And as far as my perception of it, right? And when you looked at us, as we got older, you know, we got into the workforce, we started working, and, you know, when I speak in terms of, like, trying to change my mindset to something bigger than what I've ever wanted it to be, what I think about me and Rick, it was like a trip, because then he came, like I told you guys before, he came to me and he, you know, introduced me to this business. And when I came in, it completely changed my mindset, right? So I'm like all in this craziness and, you know, just trying to figure out what's going on with myself. And to see Ricky do it with me, getting back to the story I was trying to say, like, we never, you know, like, was trying to push the envelope as far as trying to be like, oh, I want to be that guy, you know, that's making all that or doing all those moves. Like, we were just around the people that were making big moves, but we were just like, you know, I go to work, I make money, handle my business, that's all, I'm good, right? Which was, I guess, a safe thing, right, Rick?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a safety net for just people in general. Now more I'm getting into this business, it seems like that's what it is. And so me and Rick were like that. And so, like, when Rick first came on and he showed me this, it's like, what the hell is going on? So it's been a struggle. But, like, again, we just came from that appointment with one of our good friends, and you know, he gave Ricky a run for his money. I'm proud to say Ricky was able to work through it. And mind you, Ricky is Ricky, you're kind of like an introvert. Would you consider yourself like that?
Yeah, definitely. It takes a lot to get anything out of me, so definitely an introvert.
Yeah, and so, like, me and Rick's been on a couple appointments, but the great thing about it is, like, I've always known Rick had it in him, just like Rick's always known I had a lot of good things to me. But to kind of, like, see him as being one of my leaders and kind of going after this dream and knowing, like, it's changing who he is as a person, changing his identity, was so awesome. Because we're sitting in the meeting and one of our friends, you know, one of our very good friends we consider family, we're talking to him, and he's a hustler. He's the hustler. He's the guy that we knew when we were younger that could just hustle anything. He could sell ice to an Eskimo, right, kind of guy. And you could see him. He was poking at Ricky. And he was like, oh, man, what's up? You ain't ready for this? Come on, man. He's, like, getting at us like crazy. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, and then just seeing Ricky kind of like, it was like a roller coaster in the beginning of the appointment. But, man, for me on the outside in, I wanted to record one on our way back from this trip, because I wanted Ricky to know, man, it was awesome to see him kind of go through the fire of one of our good friends who we considered as a person that, you know, like, could do something like what we're trying to do with ease. But, you know, he doesn't, you know, he has his own thing. So, my point is to, as Ricky was going through the appointment, you could see he started settling down. Do you feel like that, Rick, when you were getting through it?
I did, yeah. Because it was that kind of an uncomfortable moment or beginning to where, you know, he is family, so, you know, I can't really spit at him at the same way I would as a person that I don't know. So, yeah, it was a rough start, but, you know, we got into it.
Yeah. See, and that's dope. That's when you, and then he started settling down, and then he got right to it, and you could see all the stuff that, you know, because Rick, we've been trying to go to these promotions at our work, and Rick is really close to getting, you know, becoming a certified field trainer, right, at what we're doing, which is great, because then, you know, he's going to be out on a lot of appointments, and everybody over there is like, you know, Rick's going to, you got to do this, you got to be open, got to be, you know, and that's tough, but to see it now starting to come into play now, where it's, you know, when you watch one of these interviews, it's crazy, so that's pretty dope. And I'm really proud of Rick. I'm proud to be a part of this whole thing. And, you know, like, again, this is just one of our freaking levels, bruh. You know? So, yeah. Anything you want to say to my listeners? Because they be out there.
Just keep listening. You know, Jake got some good content every time that he throws something up. So, I'll be... Jacob is one to keep an ear on, because he has a lot of good stuff to say, you know, so keep listening.
Yeah, and also, if you didn't know, and if I didn't say it in any previous podcast, Ricky is 100% Samoa too, just like me. So, like, a lot of this is, for me, I'm building this podcast for all my Islander, you know, folks out there that are really trying to change the perception of how we're being viewed, how we can actually make a change in the world, how we can go about things. We don't have to be at a certain level. We can actually move past that, you know, and we don't have to keep this perception like, you know, we just go to work, you go to school, we do this. Like, nah, you can actually go to work for yourself, right, and challenge yourself that you can do it and build a legacy for your own family, right? So that's what I'm trying to do. I just wanted to introduce you guys to Rick, because Rick's my guy. And he'll be here eventually, here more and more. And hopefully those of you guys who follow me through all of my transitions, all the craziness that's going on, that you'll see us in the end. Because, you know, I'm a videographer that's my core of who I am. So eventually I'm going to move into that. And all of you guys who are listening will be able to follow me into that. And my videos are tight. But right now I'm really trying to be most pure of who I am right now, so that, you know, like, you guys can really see that, you know, what it takes to try to break through your mindset of being in a place where you can't feel like, oh, well, I've been doing this for so long, I want to change, and hopefully I'll have those answers. Of course, you can get it from the gurus like Ed Mylett and you know, all those other people, but if you're following me and you're liking you're feeling like you're in the same place as me, you know, hopefully we could all move past every level together. And again, if you made it to the end, I appreciate you guys. And always remember, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Anybody, Mason, you want to say goodbye to everybody?
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Anyways, take care, y'all.